All right, so it all comes down to the score here. So an 86.33, he's going to pick up where he left off last year.
It was a powerful moment. A year after the deadly accident that killed his brother, Colton Moore stood pointing at the sky, the crowd cheering for his victory in the snowmobile freestyle.
Come on, Aspen! Celebrate with that young man right there!
The long-haired younger brother, now 24, took gold last year, too, in the event that proved fatal for his brother. Colton also crashed during that competition. He broke his pelvis and cracked his tailbone.
You know, with this sport, you know, it's a dangerous sport, but, you know, these guys are the best. And so I was completely confident that Colton was going to be able to go out there and do what he did.
Austin Wilson is a close family friend and stood with a cluster of family and friends waving the Texas flag. They're from Moore's hometown in the Lone Star State. Wilson said Colton Moore didn't make major changes in his training to prevent another accident.
He worked into it and got his rhythm back really fast, and you know it was just flowing. He actually started riding better than he ever has, and it's because he's got Caleb there with him.
After last year's crash, ESPN took extra precautions to make the event safer, like requiring more safety gear for riders. Still, there'll always be a risk to what contestants call big air while riding sleds weighing hundreds of pounds. Adding to the danger, riders often let go of the handlebars in their routines and do backflips. Jacob and Matt Mulligan are from Vero Beach, Florida, with some of the warmest-looking headwear in last night's audience. It was their first time in Aspen and said they weren't scared off by the idea that someone died from injuries sustained in the event last year.
It wasn't a major part of, like, what I thought about.
Yeah, like, I knew it was a fluke, so not worried about seeing something like that again.
One rider did crash last night after a bad landing. Sam Rogers was slammed in the chest by the handlebars of his snowmobile, which then rolled onto him.
Oh no!
Oh, that's
he
just
puts
a
his hands up. He's up and he gives you the wave right there with the left hand. Cordova back.
It was reminiscent of Caleb Moore's crash last year. Last night, Rogers was able to stand up and walk away, and he may have been helped by one of the X Games safety precautions. He was wearing a chest protector, part of the new gear required after Moore's death. As of late last night, ESPN said Rogers only had the wind knocked out of him. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.